St. Bernard of Clairvaux, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every year, during the octave of our Blessed Lady's Assumption into Heaven, we keep the feast day of the saint from the Middle Ages who is known as Mary's Troubadour, St. Bernard of Clairvaux, a very great monk, a very great man of the Church, called the last of the fathers of the Church, and a very great opponent of heresy and in his day. Yesterday we considered how sometimes it is that the saints who are most supernatural, and what would be more supernatural than it being able to understand and to spread devotion to the Holy Heart of Jesus and of Mary, the saints who are the most supernatural are sometimes the saints who are the most natural. That is to say, a saint who was perfectly at home with the lowest classes of sinners, a saint who knew something about medicine and was willing to dedicate himself to nursing plague victims one moment, and the next moment to researching and writing these beautiful devotional treatises. You might look at each saint of the year, if you got to know a saint, and to consider some kind of a paradox in the life of that saint, a seeming contradiction. With Bernard of Clairvaux, it is simply this, that St. Bernard left the world. He was called to be a monk and was inspired to join a very strict and struggling foundation of monks, which were just about on the point of being extinguished because they had no followers. He persuaded some 30 of his relatives and his close friends, he a young man, to go with him to the newly founded order of Citeaux, a very strict interpretation of the rule of Saint Benedict. So much so that when he left, there was no one left at home to inherit the lands and the estate, the castle, at Fontaine-lès-Dijon, where he was born, and near Burgundy in France. There was no one left but his little brother Nivard. And so some of the brothers said goodbye to the little boy who was playing outside and said, "Goodbye, Nivard. Look, we're leaving all of this to you," meaning the lands, the estate, the castle. And the little boy looked up and he said, "Well, that's not fair. You are going off to heaven, and you're just leaving me earth." And pretty soon, when he grew up and he reached the age, little Nivard became a Cistercian as well. Truly, as the Trappist author says, the family that overtook Christ. The paradox of St. Bernard was that he left the world, and yet, because of his love for God, he loved man, and he was all the time out of charity, being called from his cloister, where he was perfectly at peace, praying and working and preaching to his monks, for he was the abbot. But all the time he had to leave and go back to the world to involve himself in it again. But he, and only he, a monk, was the man who could make peace between warring emperors and popes, convert public sinners, crush heresy, and spread a true devotion to Our Lady. Perhaps one of the greatest examples of that was how St. Bernard of Clairvaux, almost single-handedly, took the cause of the true pope against a false pope who was a Jewish merchant family, and they had sort of purchased the papacy at some point and were proceeding then to loot the Catholic Church. And it was St. Bernard who got all the troops, you might say, organized to defend the true pope, Innocent II, and to see him finally restored in Rome. St. Bernard was the patron saint of so many causes and so many needs, so busy all the time traveling and on the road, or else writing voluminous correspondence in his abbey. And that he did because his heart was with God. If God wanted him to write and to travel and be busy, or if God wanted him to fast and pray and stay put, it was all the same to him. Remember that St. Bernard's great question, good question to ask ourselves in our daily meditation, was simply this: Bernarde et quid venisti? Bernard, why did you come here? What was your purpose in coming here? When we review that truth in daily prayer, examination of conscience and the rest, it gives us a wonderful sense of clarity of purpose. Well, that's the reason. Of course, it is true that only those who do not love the world are able to love the world enough to help the world. If our hearts are full of ambition, we can't do too much for the world. But if it's all the same to us, then it may be that God might be able to use us as an instrument to help, because the only one that we can love is God and neighbor for God's sake. The other paradox I would like to mention today on St. Bernard of Clairvaux is his very, very strong devotion to Our Blessed Lady. You know the story that is told of him, because he wrote so beautifully and preached so tenderly about Our Lady. Whenever he passed a statue of Our Lady, he would say, Ave Maria. And the story is that when he passed the statue of Our Lady in the Cathedral of Trier in Germany, that he, as usual, he bowed and said, Ave Maria. Our Lady is said to have spoken to him there, and she bowed back and she said, Salve Bernarde, greetings, Bernard. Because they were so close, the two of them together. But for all of his closeness to Our Lady and for all of his sanctity, he misunderstood the question of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. And even though he was so devoted to Our Blessed Mother, at the same time, he was very violently and publicly opposed to the teaching of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. This was, of course, centuries before it was defined as a dogma of the Church, which is sort of a humbling thought, that even the very best of us can go wrong on this or that point. But that in the end, it isn't really a matter of whether or not we figured out things correctly, each aspect of our faith, nor is it a matter of how much we've done or accomplished. In the end, it's how that question gets answered. Bernarde ad quid venisti? Why are you here? Why have you come? And when we can give the correct answer to that, and pretty much weigh the day in the light of that great truth, we've arrived. That's all that our Lord will ask of any of us. And so when we look at a great saint, a great man of affairs, and a great doctor and teacher like Bernard of Clairvaux, and we consider our own little and somewhat humdrum and pedestrian lives, we do have this in common with them. We are Catholics defending the true See of Rome. We are Catholics truly devoted to Our Blessed Mother. And we are Catholics who, like him, want to leave the world, at least in love and affection. And we want to remember each day why we're here. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.